I actually don't get a chance to do many interviews anymore. Hi, my name is Aldo Barisi, and I'm the editor of Quench Magazine. In this episode of Off Menu, I go back to my roots. Let me explain. On a recent trip to Edmonton, I got the chance to interview a dragon. Vikram Vij needs no introduction. But for those of you who've been living in a cave, Vij is the man who put Indian cuisine on the map in North America. In 1994, he opened his first of three restaurants, and nothing has been the same since. You might even remember him from his recent stints on Dragon's Den, Chopped, and Top Chef. This man is busy. So when I found myself in a car with Vij touring Edmonton's pastry shops and restaurants, I couldn't help myself. I took out my recorder and started asking questions. But let me warn you, you'll hear a bit of the tires rumbling and me being oddly nervous. Can I ask you just to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Vikram Vij. I'm the chef owner of Vij's group of companies.
One of the things I wanted to find out was people are scared to try ethnic cuisine that's not in their comfort zone. And ethnic cuisine is now everywhere. You can go to a Loblaws and find really good pre-prepared sauces. And in the there's an Indian aisle, there's a Thai aisle. There's, you know, this is no longer just an Italian food aisle. People still don't want to try and kind of make it on their own. Why do you think that people kind of fear doing that on their own?
The reason why people are afraid to cook food from outside is because they haven't traveled in those regions in order to feel. So everybody goes to France and says, oh, I can make a croissant. Or I can. It's not because croissant is any different than a baklava or a samosa. It's the fact that everybody has not been to either to the Middle East or to Turkey or to India to know that the samosa is as simple as making a buttered croissant. So it's the fact that we haven't traveled, and traveling makes you more accepting of other cuisines and other cultures. Hence, the time has come that we must, once in our holidays, rather than just going and sitting on a beach somewhere, we should go to other parts of the world and see how the other countries live, survive, taste their food, and then come back and cook it and then be comfortable. It has been a goal of mine that I want people to enjoy Indian food once a week, and I want them to have Turkish food once a week, and I want them to have Vietnamese food once a week, and then just have your meat and potatoes once a week and have your salads once a week. So create different cuisines from different days in order to enjoy. Don't have the same style of it. And I think it's coming. I think you look at small cities like Edmonton and you look around the people that are waiting in their aisles. They were not just white people in there. They were people of different cultures. There were Indo-Canadians. You could make out there were some blacks. There were some Arabs. There were people from different parts of the world. And that is what Canada represents beautifully.
What's the mistake that a lot of people will make in order to cook with like spices especially?
Well, the thing is to understand the spices, to go and either learn from somebody, a woman or a mother or a chef, and learn how to use these spices. Just putting the whole thing together will not work. Like if you had to make a croissant, for example, you wouldn't just take all the butter and the flour and mix it together. You would know, okay, I need to temper my butter at this level. So if you've done your homework in making a nice bread or a nice croissant, in the same way, do your homework and learn about the spices and understand them. Spices are like notes to a chef or a cook. They still have to be played properly. You can't just pick it up and just kind of wing it. You can't wing it. You have to play them properly. So spices mean a lot to a musician or to a chef, as notes mean to a musician. So they have to be still understood and played. And I think that's the biggest thing, is don't just throw them in there. Make sure that you create the best music or the best food for you and your family.
You can't just buy a cookbook and then say, I can make Indian cuisine.
Cookbooks are supposed to be just a form of guidance to read, to reference, and to guide you in the right direction. So, you know, saute your onions to the, when they're this brown, add your tomatoes, your ginger, your garlic, and your flavors, and you create that. But they're not meant to be exact sciences. Like cuisines are opposites of baking. Baking is a science. Cooking is an art form. It should be created by your own style of it. Your own style should dictate it. And I feel that it is important for everybody to respect the heritage and the culture of where the cuisine came from, but still be whimsical a little bit and create your own style. Like the cuisine that I'm going to cook tonight, I'm not cooking from a book or anything else. I'm going to cook the way I feel like it today when I'm at the shop, at the restaurant, I mean.
So experimentation is a big part of even being a home cook.
It is the only part of it, experimentation, because you're not going to have all the spices in your cupboard that you want. You're not a commercial kitchen. And even in the commercial kitchen, sometimes you don't have the right spices that you want. So you just improvise whatever you want, and you go closer to this or closer to that, or do this or do that, and create your own style of it. And I think that's the important part for everybody to understand, that don't stress out while you're cooking. It's not rocket science. It's just love on a plate.
That's perfect. Thank you. You've been listening to Off Menu. If you want to subscribe, go to tinyletter.com/offmenu. And if you want to see more from Quench Magazine, go to quench.me. Thanks for listening.